Joseph, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Hello, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be again with you in the interview. Hi, Kevin.
Can you bring us up to speed on how business is playing out?
Absolutely. It has been announced this morning that we had our 10th anniversary not too long ago, and it's been a tremendous success path over the past couple of years. Although it was difficult at the beginning, because it's a new concept and it was a new partnership, a new model, a new PPP, so public-private partnership between SES and the Luxembourg government. And it took really some time also for the market to accept us, to position the brand, to be also accepted as a secure satellite operator in the military domain, because this was previously only dominated by data and defense programs. And we were an initial disruptor for this on the geo basis, you know. So what's happening now on other orbits, I think we've been also disrupting this 10 years ago. And over the past couple of years, also due to the geopolitical situation and the demand that now satellite and satellite communication is essential in war fighting and a specific contribution to the military missions, budgets have gone up. And this understanding that Europe needs to be stronger in the defense environment anyway. This includes also satellite communications, and this made a tremendous difference also in our business. So we've been growing over the 3 years more than 20% every year. When I started 3 years ago, we were less than 20 employees, maybe 18, including the CEO, by the way, and myself then, yes, Patrick. Now we are 28. So it's still a small team. It's still a very efficient team and a very coherent team. However, we've been growing in absolute numbers by 10, but, you know, it's like 30% growth also in terms of personnel. So business is doing well, and we have managed to sell a lot of our capacity. So we have brought a lot of capacity recently into the market in X-band and military Ka band. And of course now manage the customers, we manage renewals. Occasionally, if customers come early, of course we find capacity and services that we can plan and deliver. But the loading of the spacecraft is very high, which is making us extremely happy, I have to say. So business is going well.
I would say for the past 3 years, Patrick and I have been discussing, when will you announce a second spacecraft?
We are really concretely now working on this. So we cannot say it's a done deal yet, you know, but when you have listened also to the minister this morning, she's, I think, even the first time speaking in public about this, that negotiations and RFP responses are now there. So we have contacted several satellite manufacturers. We have put requirements out that are now being answered, and we are now reviewing the RFP responses from various manufacturers. And it's an amazing step forward for us because we want to bring new capacities in the market. As I just mentioned, GovSat-1 reached a great loading. So now it's the time also to look to the future, and the new spacecraft, new capabilities that we can bring to the market, they're essential. We want to, of course, keep our core market. So X-band, military Ka band over Europe and the NATO eastern flank, also Africa, North Africa, and wherever new missions will come up. But we also want to bring new things to the market. So better satellite security, better service assurance levels for our NATO customers, and also new bands. We want to expand into UHF. This is something that is crucial. It is a bit of a revamp of older technology, as we just discussed before, but still, it's needed, and we want to address this also with a future satellite. So we are actively reviewing. It's not a done deal yet, as I said initially. We, of course, need to convince both shareholders, which is SES, and also the Luxembourg government, that the investment case at the end of the day closes. We are a business, right? So we are 50% state-owned, but we are, of course, commercially driven. We need to earn our salaries also at the end of the month. So the financial case must close as well. And this is what we are currently doing. No announcement yet, but we will see, hopefully soon.
Disruption in the market due to LEO, MEO. How is this affecting your business? And are you modifying your business model?
Absolutely. 10 years ago, when GovSat was founded and we started, there was no LEO. You know, so over the past decade, there was like so much disruption and so many new things came up. Obviously, O3b already existed, so a MEO constellation, but now mPOWER comes up. It's now operational. LEO came up with Starlink, Kuiper. So there's a lot of disruption, and all this happened over the last years. What I can say, and as I answered previous questions, our business grew. So this means that there is space for everybody, so for GEO and for other constellations as well, because it's about diversity. It's about diversifying your communication means in the mission, because you cannot just rely on one. A multi-orbit approach also drives up our business. So it is disruptive, definitely, but customers also value that we do business in a slightly different way because we communicate on the tactical edge. We are able to communicate on the tactical edge with our customers because we have access to the right communication means, also due to the way how the company is set up and the security that we have put in place on the personal side as well as on the facility clearance side. And this drives the business. And on top of this, we do not only offer a geo product with GovSat One, but we are also able to integrate other services and other constellations into our secure operations. One of the examples is the MGS, the MEO Global Services under the GCC Satcom SP that has been announced also by Ms. Stacey Cummings today. We, as Lux GovSat, we provide the network operations / mission operations center for a MEO constellation. So we leverage our strength and bring this also forward for other constellations for the same customers, doing GEO and MEO and also LEO in the future. So I think there is room for everyone, and we occupy a niche. We know that. We are never going to be Starlink or something like this. We occupy a niche for very dedicated applications, and they are needed. And I think that it's disruptive, but in a positive way.
Defense government agencies, this domain has a lot of positives. What trends are you seeing from your customers?
Well, of course, our customers, they go with modern times as well, which is great due to the different orbits that we discussed in the previous question. The need for one terminal that can address several applications, this is something that our customers really demand. Even though it's difficult to accommodate everything into, you know, a mini terminal that does gigabits on all orbits, so we still have to respect the laws of physics. But our customers want mobility, they want comms on the move, and they want to integrate GEO, MEO, and different orbits like LEO into one terminal. And this is what we try to help them. And as long as the development goes into the right direction, also from the satellite terminal manufacturers and OEMs in this way, then we can achieve great results. I think we are not there yet. And if we talk about multi-orbit and comms on the move, the terminal needs to be designed for GEO, and it does also the rest. So this is how you, I think, need to see it from a technical point of view. And this is what our customers demand the most right now. On the other hand, we are also quite successful because we can leverage our security wrap around different services. So our mission operations, as well as our network operations, combined with different orbits, including our own spacecraft, but also other third-party capacities. This is what we bundle as a product, and this is also what our customers demand right now.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so SpainSat.
Yes, SpainSat. So SpainSat, SpainSat is a great asset, and they have just launched end of January. So SpainSat 1 is on its way to the orbit, to the geo orbit. They are in orbit raising right now, and they will be most likely on orbit and on their position by mid-year. So maybe in Q3, beginning of Q3. And with SpainSat, we are partners and competitors at the same time. SpainSat NG is a great product. As it has the full military portfolio with military KA, X-band, and also UHF. So we definitely compete in the frequency bands, but we also partner because SpainSat also belongs as a new member in the NSS 6G consortium. So this means of the six nations now, including Luxembourg and Spain, as new joiners, and providing capacity and satellite services to NATO's core missions. So we partner, but of course on the free market, whatever, and this will be only seen in the future, and we will see this in the future, what actually is remaining, what Spain and SpainSat can bring to the market as free and sellable capacity. This is going to be interesting. We will compete for sure. However, we are competitive in our own price structure as we are 50-50 government and also a commercial company. So let's see what this brings. But it's a partnership and at the same time, of course, a competitive partnership.
How can GovSat best support national interests as well as intergovernmental operations? Is that word sovereignty?
Yes, this is sovereignty, and it has been addressed a couple of times today that GovSat is the satellite communication provider in the military domain for Luxembourg. This was also the reason for founding this company. It goes hand in hand. It definitely goes hand in hand. So when there is national interest and new missions that Luxembourg either does themselves or support, for example, NATO or other partners in missions, so we execute this on their behalf. For institutions, when other requests come in, obviously we can treat this not from a governmental angle, but also from a commercial angle. So I would put it that it goes really hand in hand, because what our shareholder, also the Luxembourg government, wants us to do, we execute this. And also in the choice of customers and services that we provide, we of course have to respect also the political side. And on the commercial side, we can engage with institutions also directly. So we are very accessible via various means, be it now the EDA or direct contract, government-to-government agreement. So we're very flexible in delivering the services. So institutional business and also governmental business go very much hand in hand.
IRIS², how will this initiative fit into your offering?
IRIS² is a big beast. So it has been announced and awarded, actually, in the initial phase to the Space RISE Consortium. So Hispasat, it's Eutelsat and SES forming this consortium of companies delivering a variety of services. So it's a system and not only a mix of different constellations, and actually stands for a resilient network that is interconnected, and it also handles security of satellite. This is what the abbreviation stands for. Well, and resilience means that it has a LEO orbit layer, so a low LEO orbit around 750 kilometers above Earth, a high LEO orbit that is more than 1,000 kilometers above Earth, and a very strong global MEO component. And this requires, if you want really to have this as acting as a network, as a system, rather than two different constellations put together, there's a whole wrap around it when it comes to service management, when it comes to commercializing this capability, and also the governmental demand. You would want to segregate this into hardcore, softcore, and commercial entry points. So it's a big beast, and there's a lot of development. There's a lot of development required. And from what I can say on a personal note, it's still at the beginning. Many things now, after the RFP response and responding to the statement of work, now really needs to be defined and put into place. And here, Luxembourg will play a major role, not only because of SES, because one of the satellite control centers will be based in Bettenburg here in Luxembourg. IRIS² is the next big thing, but still a lot of work needs to be done to really formalize and putting things into place and to work at the end of the day. Well, coming to the second part of the question, so how does this affect us? Well, GEO is not part of IRIS², so it's a LEO and a MEO system, or a system comprising LEO and MEO orbits. But the entry point into many of the IRIS² services is going to be via the EU GovSatCom hub. So we kind of share the same name, GovSat and GovSatCom, etc., but it's two separate things, because you have to think about the GovSatCom as a software tool, as a software platform, a pooling and sharing arrangement for different satellite services and capacities. And it can be like an exchange platform, almost like eBay for satellite, if you want to generalize this very, very much and put this a little more placative. But this is the entry point for many of the IRIS² services. The GovSatCom hub, as trading platform or exchange platform for services, this contains a GEO component. And this is where we will enter our services, where we will enter our capacity, and then customers via the GovSatCom hub can, of course, also, in addition to IRIS², have access to the GEO component. This is at least in the very early stages how we think this could work. But you know, the final operational capabilities in 2030, still a very, very ambitious plan. When you think that not a single spacecraft has been manufactured and launched yet, so 2030 is just around the corner. But now at this early and conceptual stage, this is how we think we can play a role there. So not directly, but indirectly via the GovSatCom hub. When it comes to the Luxembourg Operations Center, at least one thing that we now try to explore on a high level is if we could, via SES as being part of the Space RISE Consortium, try to profit and bring our expertise into the satellite constellation control or the mission control centers and play a role there, because we have experience. It's one of our strong points. Secure mission operation, talking to customers, being the level one and level two support, and escalating to different other levels of support in a constellation, not only GEO, but several ones, as I outlined before. So this can be something where our expertise can play a role, and where we try to look into what's in for us.
Joseph, thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Thank you, too, and speak to you next time.